lift your hand and begin to ask the Lord to give you maturing in the spirit. And just pray about it a few moments. Those of you watching by TV, the same thing. We must mature now because the enemy is maturing. The onslaught is coming, and only those who mature in the spirit will be able to handle themselves, protect themselves, not be afraid, not fall into frustration. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. But Egypt was in darkness, but the children in Goshen had light. And so you must wear the armor of light. Thank God for the armor of light. Look it up in scriptures there, the armor of light. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you that we see things that we need to see, understand things that we need to understand. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. I desire to grow in the things of God. Thank you, Lord. Let me grow. I grow. Maturing in the things of the Spirit. Maturing in the things of the Spirit. Thank you for letting us mature in the things of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Really, all I need is 120 people. I'd have dropped from 300 to 120. I'd get 120 people that I can mature, you know, and the rain won't stop them. Father, we thank you tonight to open your word that had gone all around the world. Thank you for your precious people who hunger and thirst and desire to know more about your will and your plan. Holy Spirit, reveal to us the word of God. Make it plain, make it clear. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The wicked cannot be led by the Spirit of God. Ungodly people cannot be led by the Spirit of God. There's a scripture in Isaiah 55 that I want to show you and say a few things about it in our teaching night on divine guidance and divine direction. As I said, if we ever needed it, we need it now. Because the system is falling apart. And it's falling apart for a reason, that the Lord is going to place the church, Zion, in position that they will have to come to Zion. Yeah, as long as they can scheme and do things and political things look so strong and psychology looks so strong, they're going to think that they got it going on, but they're falling to pieces. And the Lord had told me ahead of time that it's going to fall to pieces. And that's the way it have to be for the church to get in her place. In Isaiah 55, note this, that the Lord was talking to the wicked, and our maturity, we're not only in a position of righteousness, but maturing further establish you in righteousness. Establish you in righteousness. There in Isaiah 55, verse 7, it says, let the wicked forsake his way. An unrighteous man, his thoughts, wicked, unrighteous, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, to our God, for he was abundantly pardoned. Now notice what he's saying to them, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. See, you got to write and divide the word. He's talking to the wicked. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But then on the other hand, Paul writes to the church in Romans 12. Romans 12. Now look at that, Romans 12. We talk about divine guidance. Don't try to make a mistake, try to do it yourself. Make sure you're led by the Spirit of God. And more so now, class, than ever, we're going to have to consult God about everything. What I say? Not just have a prayer meeting or prayer time, No, it might be 2 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You need to consult God, not get on your knee and pray all day. You need to consult God. What should I do about this?
Yes, sir.
What way you want me to handle this? What way you want me to handle this? So that in Romans 12:2 is an answer to God saying we can have his thoughts as believers. And he tells us, be not conformed to this world. Don't be led by this world. Don't let them shake you up. But be you transformed. See the word conform, transform. Conform, transform. Transformation put us in a position to be led by the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, now listen, what is that good? See, now here's growth. Here's growth. Good, one step. Acceptable, another step. And perfect.
Yes, sir.
See, it's going into completion. Then he's talking about the will of God. The will of God. See, you don't want to stay in just as good. You want to move. You see, it move is acceptable, all right? Then you go, most Christians stop at the second stage. They just want to be accepted. But then he talks about the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God. So you want to be led into the perfect will of God. Now, I'll read some more scripture, but here's a story a man told. He says, some time ago, I met a man whom I consider to be a highly anointed man of God. As we were talking, he said to me, I took a wrong step in 1981. And since then, my life and ministry went down. One of the things this lesson is going to do for you is it's going to keep you from making a wrong step. Make a note of that. Make a note of that. Because a wrong step can mess your destiny up. A wrong step can mess your life up for many, many, many years. Making a wrong step. You don't want to make a wrong step.
That's right.
You see, after we parted ways, his word kept reverberating in my mind. Wrong step taken in 1981.
Wow.
And he's still paying the price today. So note this. Every step you take now either take you forward or backwards. Choose this day what way you want to go. Choose this night what way you want to go. Every step you take now either take you forward or backwards. Now, in reading that, we go back to Psalm 37, 23. Turn there if you will. Psalm 37, 23. And then you drop, go back up to verse 4. It shows you when you're directly, when you're guided by the Spirit of God, things happen. Now, there in Psalm 37, 23, say the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Ordered by the Lord mean direction, doesn't it? I can't hear you.
Yes,
ordered by the Lord. Now, the Lord will not order your step if you don't desire for him to order it. The Lord is not going to come looking for you to order your step.
Amen.
You got to go to him and let him know, I want you to order my step. See, the Lord don't deal with forcing. He deal with following. The Lord don't deal with forcing, he deal with flowing. Uh-huh. So if you want to be led by the Spirit of God, you're going to have to flow with the Spirit. Because the Spirit is not going to force you. You understand what I'm saying? He's not going to force you. He's not going to choke you. He's not going to make you. Because then you're not operating by faith, you're operating by force. So the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in all his ways. That's what he said? In his way. See? But that man make himself available for the Lord to lead him. No, you're not automatically led. You say, I'm a Christian, I'm led. No, you're not. You're a Christian, you're dead. Because Satan will attack you. You need to move in the arena or the realm in what you born again. That which is born of the flesh is what? Uh-huh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. So we're talking about being led by the Spirit. Romans 8:14, as men is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In other words, they enjoy their sonship.
Right, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
See, we're talking about divine direction.
Right.
All right? Now, notice verse 4 in that same opening, verse Psalm 37, 4. Notice verse 4 in that same opening now.
Yes, sir.
You see? Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of thine heart. Because, see, that came 4, verse 23, You have to delight yourself in the word, in the things of God, and God will give you the desires of your heart, but he'll lead you in the green pasture. Now, notice with me here. Notice with me here. Turn to John 10. John Gospel, chapter 10. And one of the greatest mishaps that can ever happen to a man or a woman is to lack an idea of where he's going and how to get there. Lack an idea of where you're going and how to get there. Many have rushed into certain open doors only to discover that they were trapped in disguise. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I have to get you ready for this. Others have been deceived by the glitter of certain business proposition and have come to realize that not all that glitter is gold. I've been there. I've been there, Lord. I've been there. I don't know how many $1,000 I lost in that. $1,000. I quit investing. I don't invest in nothing but the gospel now. That is why divine direction is timely. We greatly need God's direction. You agree with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, you had John 10, right?
Yes, sir.
Often the decision we make in life are based on our own assessment. Watching probably is not correct. Let me read a few things before I take you to John 10. Everything may seem right and may appear satisfactory to the human eye. But at the end, it is frustration, stagnation, and untimely death. As a believer, we cannot be humanly guided. I mark something for you before I go any further. And you know John 3:6 said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. We have too much fleshly guardians.
That's right.
We're getting from psychology, television, political groups, but all you need is the Holy Ghost. Then remember this. Oh my, just read in John 10 because I'm about to go somewhere else. John 10, wait a minute, because I want to read two or three verses there to you. Let me get back so I can get to those verses. These verses are so important. John chapter 10, verse 3. John chapter 10, verse 3. To him the porter openeth. And the sheep what? Sheep what? That's a master key to leadership, being led. The sheep what? Hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and what do he do?
Lead them out.
And when he put his foot his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep what?
Follow
who? Follow him. That's being led, for they know his voice.
Yes,
see, so maturing, you have to be mature enough to know when the Lord's talking to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And a stranger, look, notice that, will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger.
Yes,
amen. 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 Notice the 27th verse.
Right.
Notice the 27th verse in that same opening. He said in congeal matter, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. See, that's being led by the Spirit of God, led by the voice of God. But you got to learn how to hear his voice and let him speak to you, all right? Give me Proverbs 19:21 in the NIV. This is important. Proverbs 19:21 in the NIV. Do you have it back there? Proverbs 19:21. Now, this is powerful. This verse has helped me many, many times. Many are the plans in a person's heart. How many of y'all ever had some plans? But it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. So when your plan failed, that means it wasn't in the Lord's purpose. See, we're talking about prevailing in life. We're talking about preventive deception. Huh? Derailment. Distraction. Deception. Devilment. See? So it's important to be led. But being led is not just laying around. You have to want to be led. And these certain scriptures here are helping us to see that. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 27. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 27. Then we'll go on with some things. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 27. That's the wrong verse then. I'm talking about the one that he said commanded God, a man do something, God commanded it not. Is that 3:27? 37. I wrote it up. 37. Excuse me. Lamentation 3:37. So important. We can speak and have it happen if the Lord have not decreed it. See, if the Lord haven't. Now give it to me in the King James Version. I like it in the King James Version. Because I want to see it. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Now, when the Lord commanded it not, that statement is talking about the Lord's voice. Did he tell you to do that? See, whatever the Lord tell you to do, he's responsible to help you. Are you following me? All right, let me try to get further here now. We're talking about the glitter. When God tells you to move out, in every step you take, God is obligated to provide for that step. Because he told you to go there. You understand that? But then we have these two scriptures. One in Proverbs 14:12, the identical same thing is said in Proverbs 16:25. Whatever he didn't tell you to go, or wherever he didn't tell you to go, and whatever he didn't tell you to do, he's not responsible. But then there are so many ways that seem as right to a man. But the end thereof are the way of death. Now, I don't mean you're going to die physically per se. It could be. If you go farther enough astray, but it be a detrimental happening in your life because you misdirection. Huh? Yeah, the way that seemed right into a man, but the end thereof the way of death. Or it's like a woman marrying the wrong man. She looked at him, he looked good. Smell him, he smelled good. So she married him. But the Lord didn't tell her marry. So after about 3 weeks, he don't smell too good no more. He don't look too good no more. You follow what I'm saying? See, there's a way that seems right to a man. And so Satan will trick you. He'll trap you. You have to understand how to hear the voice of God, how to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, and how to obey those voices. Now, that's the only way, saying, look, that's the only way, as a pastor, I'm telling you, that's the only way you're going to be protected in these last days. Yes, sir. We're in them now. Yes. It's getting worse and worse. People just killing a bunch of people now. Just yes. So you got to be led so you won't be there. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to know how to cancel trips. You see what I'm saying? That's why I need to get you matured, not just with a little scripture. You need to hear God's voice. God said no. Yeah, the Holy Ghost forbids you not to go. See, you have to have a witness. To travel now, we need a witness. You just can't go to the store when you get ready now. You don't know what's going to happen at the store. No, I don't believe I'm going right now. And so be sensitive there. In the 16th chapter and 25th verse, same thing. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end that word death means destruction.
Yes, sir.
But on the other hand now, listen, when you have divine guardian, you listening?
Yes, sir.
God always has the provision waiting for you.
Thank you, Lord.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
So we just can't get up and go no more.
Right.
Yes, sir. We just can't do it. Never can't do it. Now here's a statement that will bless you to understand what I'm saying. Here's how a man should be when he is divinely guided by God. Because whatsoever you do, prosper. Why? Because God's hand is on it. You see? So what I'm training you as a matured Christian to begin to live a life of whatsoever you do, prosper. Pastor, is that possible? Yes! Yes! I do it every day. I do it every day. Even things that's supposed to go wrong prosper for me. Because God knows if I miss it, I was aiming to be led by him. You follow me? There will be many things God will rearrange things because you obeyed. Turn to Genesis 39. We're going to read a verse, and I'm going to make a statement. God began making and shaping things for you because you obeyed him in spite of.
Yes,
things might not have gone right. Some people may have come against you and tell you you're a fool, you're out of your mind, but you went on where God told you to go.
Yes,
and that's what Joseph did.
Yes,
I mean, they tried to shut him down, but Joseph obeyed God, and they tried to sell him, but they couldn't stop him because he's being led by God. Look what that second verse said in the 39th. Chapter of Genesis 39:2.
Right.
See, when you're led, that's your voice. Now, when you're led, all leading is not comfortable. You're going to have to be able to discern it. When you're led by the Spirit of God, even if the tire go to bumping.
Yes, sir.
See, because see, sometimes you think this is not God. Yeah, it is. If you got a witness in your spirit, just keep going. He's gonna straighten it out. And the Lord was with Joseph. He was sold by his brother. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Joseph prospered in his master's house. Being led will bring you to Psalm 1:3. Psalm 1:3. You can't get to Psalm 1:3 without being led. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. God leads you some kind, you know. Yeah, do I walk through the valley?
Right.
He leading you through the valley.
Right.
He's training you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let me see something here. Hold it. Let me see something here. Hold on a minute here. I want to see something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my, that's so true. Look, I want to show you something. Oh, my goodness, man. This is so good. Look in Psalm 23. We'll come back to Psalm 13. Look at the fourth voice and the fifth voice. The fourth voice comes first, right? Four come before five, young girl. Yeah, all right. Four come before five, right? All right. So he said, yeah, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I'll feel no evil, for thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, they come. So I'm led, but I'm walking through this valley. But look what happened when you come out the valley. In verse 5. The table was already there. Sometimes God lets you walk a little while because there's somebody hard-headed that won't do for you what he wants them to do. So he got to prepare him. You don't never want to get somewhere ahead of time. Remember what he said in John 10, I'll go before them. What do you think he's going before you for? Huh? So sometimes he slows you down that he can get the place prepared before you get there. He who are led by the Spirit of God, notice Psalm 13 now. These voices are speaking to someone who can follow God's instruction, who can obey him, who will be led by him, whether they see it or not. They're following God by faith. If I wasn't a follower of God by faith, you wouldn't be sitting here tonight. No church would be built here. I was followed by faith. He told me he'll do it in Darrow. And you haven't seen nothing yet. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. See, in his season. His leaf shall not wither. And, oh my goodness, whatsoever he do shall prosper. So you got to be led for that. No, I mean, you just can't go there. You got to be led. You understand that? And you know, I read this to you and I talked to you about it. We have much fleshly guardians. How many of y'all know what fleshly guardians is? You get it every day. Psychology, television, political groups. But all you need is the Holy Ghost guardian. Say, all I need is the Holy Ghost guardian. I yield to the Holy Ghost guardian. Now, notice this. You are born, when you come into the Christian family, you are born into the world of spirits. So you are Satan's enemy. If you mess around and walk in the flesh, your enemy is going to tap into you. So you got to stay in the spirit. That's why the study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to stay in the spirit. I mean, you can't live a flesh life if you say you're born again, because your enemy is a spirit. Romans 8. I'm about to make a statement about being led in the by the Spirit. Now these immature Christians that belong to this church, I can't get them to bow down enough to be here to find out about these things. I feel so sorry for them, because somebody gonna fry. Ignorance will fry you. And I'm teaching as much as I can on Sunday, but I mean, the whole man is here tonight. My whole job can be completed, and I'm trying to get him to understand it. You had Romans 8?
Yes, sir.
All right, now I'm gonna make a statement, then I'm gonna read about three scriptures to you. You're born into the world of spirit. You're Satan's enemy. And that is the only way you can keep his hand, Satan, off of you, is that you walk in the spirit. Amen. All right? There in Romans 8:1, it said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now notice. What? Read it. Who walk what? How are you going to walk after the spirit? You got to be led by the spirit. Uh-huh. See? God said, John 6:63, you know what he said? My word is what? Spirit and what? See, it's all about the spirit. Christians override this thing by having the divine nature of God in them and having the ability to hear God's voice and having the ability to get God direction on what way to go, what way not to go, when to stop, when to go forward, when to back up, when to be still. Because if you don't have no direction, you don't supposed to be moving. Because this is not a crew. This is your life we're talking about. This is a life of victory compared to a life of defeat. Many Christians don't know how to be led. They don't know how to receive divine guardian because they're trying to see with their eyes. See, for divine guardian, you got to walk in the spirit and you have to walk by faith. But you have to spend time with God so you know his language. You know how God operates, how God functions. Now in Galatians chapter 5. I see you going straight to the top. I see you never having to make a wrong stop. Not worried, not fearful. You don't have to be when you're led by the Spirit of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. When you're led by the Spirit of God, you don't have to worry. I mean, they can say what they want to say. Because these are evil days. All kind of catastrophe is going to happen. Because people think they can make it without God. Galatians 5:16. Apostle Paul said, this I say then. Walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. 25th verse. You read it.
If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in
the spirit. See, you can't talk about you living in the spirit and you're not walking in the spirit. You can't walk in the spirit if God is not guiding you. See. Stop. Pause. Turn to James chapter 4. Here's a good one. James chapter 4. We're talking about how to be led by the Spirit or how to walk in divine guardians. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I mean these lessons are just on time. Because this thing, the boat have tilted. Water getting in it. All right. Now, amen. James 4 now. James 4. I want you to see this. James 4. And your problem not that bad. And what you're dealing with, the devil just trying to lie to you. You listen to me, God going to lead you out.
Yes.
You're going to have challenges, but that doesn't matter if you know how to be led.
Yes.
Just a little weight pumping. You'll be stronger after. Don't panic.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Now this question, bear witness here. You see, because if you're ignorant, you resist leadership. Because you don't know it's good for you. And boy, one of your major thoughts be overruled in church. One of your major projects. I mean, you got it on paper. You done call six people to witness it. And all of a sudden, you come to church and the pulpit tied up. You say, oh, no. See, a lot of times people run to another church then. because they think that the preacher don't know what he's talking about, because it don't line up with what they have used, the academic, and got some smart people told them it was right, all right? So here, how will you resist God and the devil at the same time? I read in James 4:7, listen to this. Look at the first word in James 4:7.
Yes, sir.
See, this is a word has to be polished in your life if you're going to be led.
Yes, sir.
Submit yourself therefore to God.
Right. Yes,
then you're able to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But you don't go resisting the devil. If you're not submitted, you're out of place, you somewhere else. Well, I resist you, devil. You see, you think because you got scripture you can do it. No. No, if you're not obeying the scripture, you don't have a scripture till you obey it. You don't have a scripture through memorization. A scripture becomes yours through obedience. A disobedient person trying to use scripture. The Lord didn't told you to do something. So every Christian, if they can get led, they'll be planted by the water, then whatever they do shall prosper. Here's a good place to look and park for a while. In other words, God is saying, whatever I have assigned you to do has a future. Listen to what he said. Whether it's selling curtain rods or being a teacher.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Selling curtain rods or being a teacher. It seems like a person selling curtain rods is a person not going to make no money. That person could be the richest person in town if God told him sell him. So all you got to do is whatever God do, tell you to do, settle down and do it with excitement and watch what he'll do for you. He who takes time to be led by the Spirit, when you obey God's word or God's injunction, a time will come when God will make you a man that generation yet unborn will celebrate. A person who led by the Spirit can't be forgotten. I need that. Well, it's in the lesson. There are many today who are pastors now but don't have any business going near a pulpit at all. God had planned somewhere else for them where they're destined to shine. But they miss it because of zeal. Now God can't lead zeal. Because zeal kind of zappy, you know. It just think it got it. You know, zeal and ego sometimes want to instruct God. With scripture. When God said, command ye me, command me with what I've commanded to you. Don't try to take no scripture and command me. That what I commanded you to do, tell it back to me. So zeal, ego, psychology, television, politic, feeling, and other human being will hinder you from being led.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you're led by God, your best friend's not going to go with you all the time. Turn to Isaiah 59. He who is led by the Lord will live in a lifted standard. Lifted standard where the enemy cannot stop them. I said a lifted standard. Isaiah 59. A lifted standard. A standard that is lifted by God. Oh my. Isaiah 59:19. And I'll read three verses. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him if you in the right place. The Spirit is not lift up a standard all out here. It's when one have led or is led by the Spirit of God and is in the right place at the right time, and then the enemy tried to stop him, the Spirit will lift up a standard. But the Spirit can't lift up a standard against himself. If you in disobedience, you ain't been paying no attention, and something come against you, ain't no standard going to be left up. You're going to be in the flood. Look at the next voice said. Look what the next voice said. So it's so important. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression to Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my word which I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. So there in Isaiah 54:17, in Isaiah 54:17, it talks about profound security. Profound security. My goodness. Hallelujah. So just because a few things not going right doesn't mean you're not being led. Hello? Because the enemy, he'll make you think that, you see. I mean, Paul and Silas in jail. Man, they don't. Do you think we miss God? You know, they say, well, let's pray and see how we miss God. No, they praise God. Yes. Profound security, Isaiah 54:17. When you know you're in the will of God, when you know you're being led by God, and a weapon show up, an enemy show up with a weapon. He says, no weapon. You know what I like about God? He don't have to characterize. He said, no weapon. Don't care where it come from, who that is formed against thee shall prosper. Now, that which you in place. See, a lot of times we clam and voice it, but we're not in place. And every tongue that should rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt contemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness. Look, we say their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. No weapon. See, now, class, get with me now. So now, in just the scriptures we're reading, coming out clear, that the importance of being led by the Spirit, because scripture can't work when you're out of place. So that makes being led by the Spirit so powerful, because when you know that you know that you know that you're following God to the best of your ability, then grace take over. But not for a hard-headed person. You know, because, you know, I know what I'm doing. That's the problem. Yeah. Now, you don't have no faith. You just know. Right. Your knowing has to be a faith knowing. Yes. Now, notice this. And I'm so glad to give you this one, being led by the Spirit. Listen, this is what he's going to say now. Stability in a time of mass trouble. When you're led by the Spirit, you can have stability. You can be stable in the time of mass trouble all around you. Can I get an amen out there? What I said? Now this time the church need to hear this. This the way God operates. Yeah, God will stabilize you when everything going around you going crazy. But you got to be too in tune. Write it down. In tune to the Spirit. Yeah, in tune to the Spirit. And so here's the scripture. Isaiah 60. Trouble all around you. Here's what he said. Arise. Shine. For the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Now look what he said. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness the people. As those who are not led. That's good church members. Who are not led. They're going to be in the darkness too. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Why? You know how to be led. You know thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Yes, the entrance of God's word gives what? Light. Light. Huh? Yes, the spirit of man is the counsel of the Lord. That man being led. Right. Yes. That man is walking with a supernatural counsel. All the normal lights going out. It is so important, I know as a pastor and as an apostle, it's so important that we know how to be led. We stop thinking normal. I'm going to say stop thinking. Stop thinking normal. And know that you're not normal. You're in a supernatural family. You're following a God that can make a way out of no way. You're following a mountain moving God. If you obey him and trust him, he'll move mountain for you. That's what it means being led by the Spirit. They ain't talking about just going to church. Good God Almighty. Let me see something here. Oh, my goodness. Isaiah 26. Stability in a time of mass trouble. In that day shall his song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gate that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah. When you get in your place by divine guardians, you will begin to shine. God meant for every one of his children to be a star, shine like a star. But here's a warning. But we're doing a lot of things by zeal and excitement. That is why you're not shining, you are dull. See, zeal and excitement can get you to doing a lot of things, but you're not led by the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, my. I guess some of y'all get off right here. There is not shortage in God But there are some things you're going to have to cut loose.
Yes, sir.
Right. Come on. Come on.
That's good, Apostle.
Say it, Lord.
I don't know if a dump truck, long wheelbase, could hold the things I had to cut loose to be led by the Spirit. The people I had to cut loose. People you would have never walked out of Madison Square Garden. No, you a preacher got to Madison Square Garden? No, something wrong. That's the devil telling me to get out of here. The Lord told me, he said, your time up. I'm riding the car with my son. I don't think I told him. I might have told him, did I tell y'all my time up? When I announced that I wasn't coming to Madison Square Garden anymore? Did I tell y'all in the car? Yeah, I told you in the car. I said, I'm going in. This is my last week. I ain't coming back here no more. But I was being led by the Spirit. I could still be there. But a lot of other things wouldn't have never happened. That's the way that seemed right to a man. Or to a woman, too. The end thereof is death. Huh? Nobody ever planned on dying ahead of time. Nobody in here, come on, talk to me. Nobody in here planned on your life going to the junk pile. So you're born of the Spirit. You have to be led by the Spirit. Your flesh don't know where it's going.
Amen.
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 So zeal, excitement, and ego. Watch those three. Wherever God has mapped out for you in destiny is a high calling. It's a Romans 8:28 calling.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and peep at it. It's a Romans 8:28 calling. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, sir.
Now, this is very important, class. Many have gone for their choices rather than God's plan and purpose for their life, which is where they will shine best. See, they went for their choice. And that's why you can't let worldly strategy abort the Spirit. Sometimes the Spirit don't use real prolific grammar. You know, sometimes the Spirit don't look like he know what he's doing. But I can promise you for this 43 years been walking with God, the Spirit always know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So many have gone for their choices rather than God's plan and purpose. Class, don't forget that for their life. Your choice or God's plan or God's purpose. If it's your choice, you supply what you need. If it's God's plan, he'll provide the provision. If it's God's purpose, he'll take care of you. But if you're going to make your own choice, you can't be led by the Spirit. When you follow, and it's in Genesis chapter 3, when you follow your choice instead of his will for your life, rather than ending up in glory, what you get is shame and unfulfillment. That didn't happen to most of us. We didn't know, at the time, you didn't know how to be led by the Spirit. And so this thing looked like the right thing to do. Bam, boom, that is. It ain't real. Bam, boom, that is. It ain't real. Bam, boom, that is. It ain't real. You thought it was real. But you didn't listen to the Spirit of God. You followed your flesh. You followed your friend's advice. And it didn't work out. Because the Lord's hand wasn't in it. And I know one, continue so much. I know one thing, if you fail, it ain't gonna be Leroy's fault. See? And the Holy Ghost, what I'm teaching, the Holy Ghost will back it up. And I'm glad to tell you the Holy Ghost knows everything. He knows everybody. He knows every deal.
Yes.
He knows every offer that is being made. He knows they're going to work out. He knows if it's real or not. You better consult with the Holy Ghost about your business deal. Turn to Joel chapter 2. Let me try to close here. Talk about divine guardians. Look at Joel 2:7. Joel 2:7. I'll make a statement to you and we'll read it after. There are some things you will have to stay in rank for divine guardian. You can't just jump out of rank because you got to be in your place. Let me read that again now. We're going, oh yes. There are some things you would have to stay in rank for divine guardian. You can't jump up out of rank because you got to be in your place. See what Joel, they shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march every one of his way up on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Adam and Eve was out of place. I told you when I told you, turn to Genesis 3, 1 through 7, then 8 through 10, they were out of place. And they were out of place. Because they were out of place, they lost direction. Huh? Many times in your life, you don't watch it. Now, I'm hearing something here now. This is something. Many times in your life, Satan will try to correct God's direction. Just in my spirit. He'll try to come to you and correct God direction. You got to make sure it's God talking to you. Because what he'll do is he'll camouflage himself like he's God. And he'll change something God told you to do. And you thinking God have let you down. But you didn't discern that the enemy changed God's direction for you. That's not going to happen to you. That's why I'm teaching you. That's why I'm teaching you. I want you to be sharp in the spirit, man. Yeah, every child, you can be sharp in the spirit and be led by the spirit, all right? See now, the reason when you step out of rank, your guardian is looking for you at your place. It's not going nowhere else. See, this is serious business here. Because it's not gonna look for you nowhere else. It only gonna look for you where God told you to be. Wow, man. So even if this happened, weeping may endure for a season. If you ain't playing, but joy comes in the morning. Just because a little weeping going on don't mean you're not in the right place. You understand that? Some of y'all get lost tomorrow. Don't call me. Call Junior. He wasn't teaching. I'm teaching tonight. So if you call me, I'm going to sack you out. Because somewhere you didn't turn where you're supposed to turn. Right. That's right. Now, here's a prophetical word. I feel a dawn breaking. I feel we're about to come out of something. God is about to do something for us special. God is about to do something special for his children. So it's time for the church to rise up. We've been trampled on, but it's time for us to trample. What did Luke 10:19 say? Look at it. Luke 10:19. See, when you're led, if something get in your path, if you're on the right path. See, you can't tread on serpent on the wrong path. Serpent gonna tread on you. But if you led by, behold, I give you power. To trade on Cyprus. You brought your shouting clothes? and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you if you're in the right place. You'll wake up in joy, come laughing. Ha, 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 I got the victory. Now listen, listen. Now, write this down. I got 2 minutes. Write this down. I want you as a mature class to have this. This is you won't find this in no book until I write it. The Holy Ghost, give it to me. But I want you to have this as ammunition. The lamb blood is flowing. You talk to a problem, and you tell that problem, the lamb blood is flowing. The second thing in being led, you're mature enough to hear this. The dove anointing is pouring. God is pouring his spirit out on you. Number three, the lion kingship in me is roaring. In other words, just, I'm about to take over. The eagle in me is soaring. Because, Kotalabasha, because you're a pay seller. You're a pass finder. Huh? And you are a high flyer. Your life is a high life. Your life highlights the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
That the kingdom of God is working through this woman. The kingdom of God working through this man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll say a word to you and then I'm going to tell you a few more things. It's time for the show. The Lord is ready to put a show on. Yeah, yeah, he did it once, you know. He showed principality and power. Now, Paul said that the show still got to come. And I think as we are being, coming to understand of being led by the Spirit, our life going to be a beacon to people to come see what good thing the Lord has done for me. I didn't do it myself. The Lord did it for me. The Lord, will you be in the show? Those who be led by the Spirit gonna put on a show in these days that everybody gonna know that there's a God in Zion. Things gonna get worse and worse, and things gonna get better and better and better for those who follow in God. Are y'all hearing me? It's time for the show. The lamb blood is flowing, the dove anointing is pouring, the lion kingship is roaring, the eagle in me is soaring, my feet is on the serpent's head. Now, take this for the road. Take this for the road I receive. Take this for the road. That's a $100 bill. Take this to the road. Those who are led by the Spirit always are surrounded by seven redemptive forces. I want you to have them. My time up, but I want you to have them.
Yes, sir.
In Revelation 5:12.
Yes, sir.
Pow!
Yes, sir.
You're on the right road.
Right.
Riches.
Yes, sir.
You're on the right road.
Yes.
Wisdom.
Yes, sir.
You're on the right road.
Yes,
honor.
Yes, sir.
You're on the right road.
Yes,
glory.
Glory!
This is redemptive forces.
Right.
Revelation 5:12 and blessing. Those seven redemptive forces travel on the road of divine guardian. Now, how you enforce them? How you enforce them? See that those are all blood bought redemptive forces for you. And you're dealing with something. You say,
pow!
The Lord knows what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. See the next one? Riches.
Riches.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Strength.
Strength.
Honor.
Honor.
Glory.
Glory.
Blessing.
Yes, sir.
What good your ABCs gonna do you? The devil attack and say, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The devil say, I know you belong to me. Study those redemptive forces.
Yes, sir.
Remember that the blood. I see Sunday coming is first Sunday, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, second Sunday, I'm being taught about communion as a meal,
right.
A miracle meal.
So
you be here on second Sunday because I'm going to get Bobby to outline some things for me, and I want to pass that on to you because it's powerful.
Yes, sir.
See, communion is medicine.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Supernatural medicine.
Yes, sir.
You notice Jesus never sent nobody to a specialist?
Right.
And he healed them all?
Right.
What are you working with? That's enough. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. We'll take up, because I got to keep teaching about how to be led by the Spirit. I got where I was supposed to start at. That's why I ended at. Because I went back over some things. And I'll be going back and forth. Because I want to make sure you got it, all right? Learn those seven redemptive forces. You notice I know them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I spent time with them.
Yes,
see? The Lamb opened the seal that we might have that.
Right, yes,
he paid for it.
Right, yes,
that's supernatural power.
Yes,
that's supernatural riches. Supernatural strength.
Right.
It's been on you as a child of God.
Yes.
You may be seated. If you need an envelope for your giving.